Welcome to Be Simply. This is she, and I want to thank you for being here in this moment. Today, we're going to connect with autumn, some fall recipes, and how we can bring ourselves into harmony during the fall season. No matter where you are in the world, at some point, you will meet the fall. So typically, historically, what happens in the fall is there's more dryness, both in the lungs and the large intestines. And these organs are associated with the metal element in Chinese medicine and Ayurveda. That would be the ether. What can happen is your lips become dry, your skin's dry, itchiness, wrinkles, cough, dry cough. You might even, your bowels might dry out. And like the trees, everything's drying out on the trees. It's falling to the earth for compost. And we need to counterbalance this activity. So this is why it's really important to think about, what can I do to support both my lungs and my intestines? Oftentimes what can happen is we're naturally gravitating towards things that will aggravate these conditions. So today we're going to talk about some fun, simple recipes, and I'm going to point out what naturally is occurring during this season, and that these can be some of your go-tos, especially if historically you notice that you are impacted during this time of year. So from there, what I would like to recommend for you is for you to connect to what is going on in the physical body, what happens for you during this time of year. And let's look at what's available. So often what's available are this fall harvest. So we have orange foods, we have pumpkins, we have squash, we have apples, pears, spinach, we have grains, barley, millet, persimmons, loquats. There's seaweed that's always available in our beautiful ocean, mushrooms, almonds, pine nuts, peanuts, sesame seeds, milk, clam, eggs, and pork. So all of these things are really powerful opportunities for you to think about, how can I bring myself into harmony? How can I bring myself into balance during this time of year? Do I naturally have dryness, and how could I introduce some of these foods? So the dryness can be on the skin, it could be in your intestinal, your bowel tract. In addition, it might be a dry, harsh cough, extremely dry throat, all of those things. So if that's the case, then we start to look at these foods. Now, what can you do with these foods? Apples, pears, you can eat these raw, but it tends to be a little bit harder on the digestive tract this time of year. Cool foods, as the season's getting cool, are a little bit more difficult, so we go to more of a cooked food. So apples and pears and persimmons are all great things that can be put in the oven and can be roasted and then brought into a situation that can assist you in, one, bringing moisture into the body, and also are super yummy. So simple recipe, put the oven at 375, get a nice cast iron or a glass or ceramic dish, take your apples, your persimmons, your pears, lather them up with a oil, sunflower oil, removes heavy metals from the body, add some, a little bit of Himalayan sea salt, add some cinnamon, some cardamom if you like, and from there, rub them all down, put them in, spread them out, put them in the oven, cook them. It could be anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. Once they're nice soft, you can have them for dessert. They don't need any sugar on it. Then you can take the extra and save for morning porridge that, again, helps keeping the bowels moving, the intestinal tract. So you kind of have two things helping that moisture. You can also, on top, add some almonds, some pine nuts, even some peanuts, depending on your constitution, what feels good. Other things that you can do is spinach, readily available. You can lightly cook this, or you can put some warm cooked veggies on, roast veggies on top of a bed of spinach, and have a really beautiful, yummy meal for you that can assist. The other thing that's really great this time of year to add moisture is a little milk, eggs, even pork if you eat meat. So you can make yourself a nice little omelet with some mushrooms, some spinach, some pine nuts. You could put a little dairy in there, so maybe some goat cheese. Saute the spinach first, then toast up those pine nuts in there. Then go ahead and add your eggs, let it cook for first before you get ready to flip it. Add that goat cheese at the last minute as it's getting firm. You can cover it up to get it puffy, and then you can flip your omelet, serve it, and ready to go. Great meal to help you feel warm and yummy. Also, that milk, some people are like, is milk good for me? Not. Can I handle it? There's a lot of alternative milks. You could do almond milk at this time of year, soy milk at this time of year. If you can't handle a little dairy, you can do raw organic milk. Heated a little bit is really yummy with some spices that are appealing to you. You can even add in a black tea. All of these things give you the opportunity to really move forward in a way that is powerful, not only for you, but for everyone else that is connected to you. In the family, you can nourish them with these fun recipes. So in addition, you might have, during this time of year, some coughing, dry throat, all of those kind of things. Things that naturally occur in the season and can go on well into the winter. So the dry cough, this is a lung yin issue, can be met with pears with applesauce. Again, cooking these yummy seasonal fruits. Some dairy products. Again, dairy creates phlegm. So if you have a phlegm-induced cough, then you don't want to do dairy. You want to move away from that. And this can help bring that moisture back to the lungs. Tangerines, chicken broth, yams, eggs. You can do warm water and honey. This will all help relieve that that dry cough. And you have to meet it daily or several times a day until it gets its relief. Imagine being a dried out desert, and if you don't keep adding water, it's not going to return to a nice nutrient-rich soil. It's going to stay that dry, really dusty feeling soil. So remember to keep meeting it until the condition comes back into balance. So what I'd like us to do right now is for you to take a moment and say, okay, I'm getting ideas. The dryness is going to occur. I've got some ideas of what's naturally rising up at this time of year. And we're going to just go on a little music reprieve with Alanis Morissette. And the other thing that comes during this time of year is sadness, grief, we've talked about. And this is a time that you can pay forgiveness to yourself and to others as you move some of the sadness and address, gosh, what is dried? What's the dry leaves on me that are ready to fall to the earth and become compost? So with that being said, I'd love for you to take a nice deep breath in and out. Another one, deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Again, inhale and exhale.
Yeah. my darkest deeds to an envious man. My brothers, they never went blind for what they did, but I may as well have in the name of the Father, the skeptic, and the son. I had one more stupid question.
Gently breathing in and out and bringing it back to here, and little Alanis Morissette shaking it up for us, and the idea of forgiving, helping the sadness or grief that you might have retained in your lungs, in your gut, and releasing it, letting it go. And so one way to assist with that is to get some moisture in there like a river and let it move through you, through the intestines, through the lungs. So hopefully during that segment you could start, and if you need to, pause the tape right now, but just start to identify what you hold on to in the season, historically how the body is, and where you're going to need some support. Then we can look at our fall harvest of foods and say, hey, this is what's going on. So one interesting thing, like we just talked even about this aspect of dairy, you might have stay away from it, yet just small amounts can create dampness in the body. If you have too much dampness, you want to stay away from that. Simple example. So we always have these opposing forces happening. So this can also tell us that all things are not good for everyone. And, you know, you have to listen, take the time to see what's needed in this moment. So to nourish not only these two major intestines during this time of year, it's also important to honor that we have a whole other thing going on in our system, and you might have a natural area of weakness. So that's why I want you to evaluate. Are you usually dry during this time of year? Do you have certain things going on that impact you during this time of year, and where would you like to go with it? So the aspect of having a healthy, balanced lung and large intestine, and if we honor, like, gosh, we could give a little extra attention to this region because I'm getting foods that can help me. And if I do that, then that can help build into the next season. And then we can take that in an annual cycle. In addition, we could take it in a microcosm cycle, the daily cycle. So with we want to have vitality and energy in our lungs. And this qi that is produced by the lungs helps the digestive system, will help the spleen and add fire to the kidneys. So it also is the qi that protects our skin, our nose and mouth. So this is why it's really important to keep your lungs healthy, because it's going to help you combat all these other things that are impacted during the season and feed into the other organ system. So if the qi is not working, you will frequently get colds, flu, hay fever type symptoms. And that's how we can start to identify that, oh, we might, like, let's say, go in there and say, oh, I'm having a nose skin thing, but that can relate us back to our lungs, saying, oh, the lungs are actually the weak thing, and I need to start building that qi up, in addition, treating these other organs that are starting to be impacted because my qi from my lungs is not strong. So when that the lungs are depleted and we don't have that extra oil in the system, then the protection for the skin becomes dry. As we build that qi up, then the skin will become more lustrous, firm, and be strong. So think about it that way. What's going on in your organ system right now? Does it show X, Y, and Z? Is it strong? Do you have high vitality there? If you do, fantastic. It may not be in the lungs. It may not even be showing in the skin. It might be showing in your bowel system. You might notice the quality of your stools. Are they loose? Are they firm? Are you constipated? Constipated is drying, loose, too loose. So you have to work towards being somewhere in between. So as I mentioned, this is about letting those repressed feelings out. This will help you build the qi in the lungs. If you are constricted there too long, then you will deplete the organ system. You'll deplete your heart. You'll deplete your mind and your soul in a long term. So in addition to eating the foods that can help move the energy in the lungs, you can also do things like deep breathing, meditation, exercise. We can add in some flavors. Pungent and sour foods can indirectly help grief by balancing the lung qi. So at this time of year, you might say, well, how am I going to get this in? Well, sour foods are really easy if you think about it. Sour foods are stuff like olives, pickles, sourdough bread, adzuki beans, rosehip tea, vinegar, yogurt, lemons. So when I mentioned earlier, a nice bed of spinach with some seasonal squash, I mentioned the last time we spoke, cooked with some other roast veggies, and then adding vinegar on top, maybe some sauerkraut on the side, olives on the sides, cooking some adzuki beans, flavoring them, and local herbs. All of those things will help with the lung constitution. In addition, limes, adding that to some mineral water is very helpful. Lemons and limes, adding that to tea. All of these things are sour, and they're great for assisting in improving your bladder control, excessive sweating, diarrhea, sagging skin, hemorrhoids, prolapse conditions. So this is a beautiful way to assist your system during this time of year. Now, sour pungent. So this will give us some of our flavorings. I mentioned earlier, cinnamon, cloves, cardamom, caraway, capers, kumquats, fennel, leek, oregano, nutmeg, rosemary, safflower, thyme, turmeric, watercress, wheat, germ, cabbage, turnip, gingers, horseradish, pepper, onions, and chilies. So all of these things can assist in building up that lung qi. So one thing you want to be careful with herbs is that they can have a drying effect. So you want to make sure that you get enough moisture in there too. So you don't want to get too much dryness. Like, for example, you might bring in your mushrooms, carrots, and figs are great for reducing excessive red face, extreme emotions, and loud voice. At the same time, that'll help reduce the heat in the lungs, unexpressed emotions, sadness, all of these different things. So let's make this simple because I think I might have made it a little confusing. So we want to bring in, to build up our qi, some pungent and sour foods during this time of year, your lung qi. Anyone that's living in a city, metropolis, more than likely you're getting impacted by air pollutants, environmental pollutants. It's going to help you to build up that qi. So you can go to a couple things. So we'll give you one more little fun recipe. We mentioned chicken broth. You could do this veggie broth if you're vegetarian. You can get a bunch of your local fall vegetables, throw them all in the pot. You can do potatoes, celery, carrots. You can, at the very end, add some squash, all these different things. Then you want to add in there some things that will help you during this process. So food is this just natural way of creating a catalyst to change. And then what happens when we get these nutrients in our body, we also are supported to process some of the emotional, psycho-spiritual things that are going on. And we start to undo the things that we've been doing, the habits that we've been doing that have been counterintuitive to help us. So when we bring in these foods, these flavors and all these yummy things to support our lung qi, we know that, gosh, by supporting my lung qi, I'm going to have better qi throughout my body. I'm going to support my other organ system, and I'm going to actually be able to digest things. And that's why, even from Ayurveda, looking at how our digestion is working, that gives us a great sign to understand where we're holding on. And the same with the dryness in the skin and the lungs. We know we're holding on to something. Physically, we can start to make the adjustments in how we exercise, how we eat, even how we're looking at life. And then as we peel back those layers, then we can come into harmony with our emotions and our mental state of well-being, in addition with our spiritual state of well-being. So what I'd love for you to do is, if you have questions, feel free to email me at s@suzannetoro.com. Again, s@suzannetoro.com. We're going to basically stop right there as far as we go through the lungs, because it will become way too complex by the time we get through all this. What I want to do is leave you with a couple other recipes, in addition reminding you of what we've done. And then next week when we have this session, we'll go over other symptoms that occur in the fall and how you might meet those. That's why it's complex. One thing is not great for everyone, and that's where listening and connecting to your body and historically understanding what you're holding on to. So what we've gone over today is that during the fall season, this is a time where we might be experiencing dryness, dry coughing, lack of moisture, and that we can bring in some simple foods to help counterbalance that. Namely, those are seasonal fruits, pears, apples, persimmons, kumquats, nuts that can be added to their almonds, pine nuts, peanuts, bringing in some dairy, some yams, gave you a couple quick recipes on those. In addition, that you have this opportunity to help build the qi in your lung by working with pungent and sour foods. And the pungent ones are more your herbs, those things that you can add to your food to help bring this vitality back, give you a little lift. That's what seasonings do. And then the sour can help with the digestive tract. It's also very cooling. And by bringing these in, also, it will help your entire system, even your liver system, to come into harmony. So we're going to leave it there before we go into the other symptoms. But what I would like to share with you is a couple great go-tos for this season. Is warm water with lemon and honey, a little cayenne and cardamom. Great for dry cough, also for a phlegmy cough. And if you start to feel like you're coming down with a cold or a flu, start making that drink as much as you can during the day. Another great thing to bring in, if you are feeling like you're feeling a little depressed or that you're not having all your vitality that you thought you could have, is to bring in vinegars. This will improve your attitude, and to bring in a little gratitude as you prepare your food. What you can do is a simple meal is to bring in your green leafies, roast a bunch of your seasonal harvest, pumpkins, squash, potatoes, yams. Bring those in, you roast them up, put in oils and onions, blend them all up. Again, these are great reserves for later that you can add to an omelet. You can add as a little tapenade aside that you can add to the next meal. You can bring it back to life a little bit. Roast those up, add it, have a big, beautiful plate of green leafy vegetables on the side, have your oils, olive oil, sunflower oil, good vinegars. Then bring in your sauerkrauts, bring your fermented foods, all just make a nice little potpourri everywhere with all these little things that people can add on that feel good to them. Then you can toast up some nice sourdough bread. You can add these roasted vegetables with your green leafies, bring in your little sides, dress it as you wish, have lemon and lime to squeeze on there. Then, if you're inclined, if you don't like to eat just a vegetarian diet, you can have some chicken on the side, a little bit of pork, again, helps with the moistening. This is for you and your personal preference. So all of these things will assist you as you go through the fall months and bring you into harmony. Finally, just to close out, if historically this time of year you get sick, cut out all sugar of your diet, increase exercise, and bring in more meditation, reduce overthinking things. This is a time when the mind can go out of balance because of all the movement within the air and space. So until next time, this is She signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.
It's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic, don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you've already paid. It's the good advice that you just cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all